So the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
For only $15 a night, see more than 30 dance companies at the Spring to Dance Festival over Memorial Day weekend at the Two Hill. Click dance.stlewis.org.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
the DJ of the future, is going to be a respected member of the community.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
Gold dust at my feet, come on, you know it.
Gold dust at my feet,
you people out there,
on the sunny side of the street.
I just faced a dilemma. I hope I handled it well. There's a guy in the hall. He's an advertiser on the station. I don't speak for his company, but he spends money here. He wanted an advanced telling of the joke.
What?
Yeah.
Of the joke today?
Yeah. Can I have a preview of the joke?
Wow.
And I said, well, I didn't say it in these words, but with all due respect, I don't look what time it is. I got to go. So I used the show's starting, and I have to go. I think that was a good one.
Yeah. Not enough time to tell the joke.
Don't have enough time. But see, that's his way of avoiding listening to the whole show.
Yep.
And that's we don't want people to do that. We want you to hear everything between now and the joke, because there's some A material here.
Oh, yeah.
You'll see. Some good stuff coming up. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Burke segment. Do we have anything?
I do not.
I do. I'm searching for the name, though, because I saw this.
I wish people could see your new earbuds.
Yeah?
I like the look of them? They're twisted red. They're black and white wire, like twisted, braided or something.
It's the first time I've ever used.
Not real headphones.
Yeah, you know, in the 14, 15 years I've been doing this, and it took some getting used to, but yeah, I like it now.
And you got the ears look like they stay in. My problem with the earbuds is I don't think your ear holes are the same size. You know how women's breasts, one's supposed to
right.
be, they're not exactly the same size.
And you think your left and right ones are different sizes?
I think so. I think your what do you call your ear hole? What is that called? There's a name.
The canal.
No, ear the canal is in no, the really? Erie Canal. That's a song. 15 years on the Erie
yeah.
Canal. I think the ear canal is inside. What is that part where you stick those earplugs in?
I don't know, but you said you saw this over the weekend on CBS Sunday Morning. Do you see where they're growing real ears now?
Yes.
How about that?
Real ears.
They grow ears, and they have, like, organism cells and
you know these 3D printers that are out now, and most of the 3D printers use plastic to create 3D objects. Well, essentially, it's a 3D printer, but inside the ink cartridge
they
or whatever,
inject
it's
cells.
Real cells. And
wow.
So they put I think the doctor said he used his daughter's ear as a model, right? Didn't he?
They did.
And you just see this thing, and it looks like molten plastic or something, but they're living cells, and you see this 3D printer printing out this ear. And when it's done, they put it in like an incubator, and they let them just keep growing. And they took one out, and they said it feels like a real ear. It's wild.
Do you ever see that stuff where to keep a part of your body alive, they sew it to your chest or your stomach? You ever hear that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, like somebody, your hand or something.
Yeah, loses a hand, so till they can perform the surgery, they sew the hand onto your stomach. And that way it gets fed blood, you know, through the...
Yeah.
So, Well, that's sew it to your wiener. Sew your hand onto your wiener. Now you got something.
Oh, my goodness. And then put on rubber gloves.
Can it move? I don't want it just to be there just as decoration.
Awesome. Non-functioning.
But, yeah, they use this 3D printer for kids that are born with without, like, one ear. And eventually they'll be able to...
And there's a name for that, and they gave the percentage. It's like a certain percentage of kids are born with one of their ears missing.
Right,
it's
yeah.
It's an actual thing.
Yeah.
The Van Gogh syndrome?
Now, see, no. Man, this is not a joke. You can't make funny comments about a little poor kid born without an ear.
But they said prior to this, they would
Van
have to...
Gogh syndrome.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Not funny.
Prior to this, they would have to take out... There was a pretty intensive surgery where they take out some of the rib...
Cartilage.
And, yeah, rib cartilage and build an ear from that. And so this mother was talking about how she didn't want to put her daughter through that. So they're looking to maybe have one of these ears implanted under the skin, and it'll just fuse to the rest of the cells in the body. It's
after
amazing.
We're dead, I'm telling you.
Wow.
After we're dead. Brain transplant.
Well, they talked about that, yeah. The bionic, it'll be, you just swap out parts for whatever.
Oh, this guy needs an eye. Let's go in the lab and build an eye on the printer. Let's print out an eye.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we're headed for. I think it'd be great. We're just going to miss it.
Yep.
I always say this. The day before I die, I'll pick up the paper, and it'll say, or the morning, like, I'll talk to my doctor, and he'll go, well, sometime today, it looks like this is it. You're going to die. This is your last day. We've run the test, and I'll pick up the paper, and it'll say, starting tomorrow.
Humans to live forever.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow.
New drug.
Yeah.
On the market.
New 3D printer with the aid of new special drug will help people live forever starting tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. They said they'll, what do they call them, microbots or something? They'll eventually be able to put inside the body, and it'll just start rebuilding new cells.
It just marches through your body like a little arm.
Yeah. Amazing.
It starts going to work.
Oh, so I found the name. This is what's going to be my Burke segment. I mentioned it a couple times. We've been watching Match Game, and this new panelist showed up last night in some of the episodes. Does the name Sarah Kennedy ring a bell to you?
Sarah Kennedy?
Yes, but I don't know why.
Oh, man. She was Goldie. She looks like Goldie Hawn, and she was Goldie Hawn's replacement on Laugh-In after Goldie Hawn left.
And Goldie Hawn was replacement for Judy Carn.
Wow.
This is how old I am. Remember that, Dan?
Yes.
Judy Carn, who was married to Burt.
I grew Carney here.
No, Carn. Not Carn. Not you.
He wasn't on that show.
You've never been on Laugh-In.
But
he's confused.
Oh, my goodness. She was a babe. And then I found out she was in Playboy in 71.
Easy,
and,
easy now.
Simmer down.
And, there are some pictures floating out of her.
I don't remember her name from Laugh-In.
Yeah, she was on the Carson show a bunch of times, the Tonight Show in the 73. He probably was googling over her.
Was she one of those? Was she a guest or one of the girls that came out? Remember when he did that, the...
Art Fern,
yeah.
I don't know. It just says there. As herself, some episodes in 72 and 73. She was on 23 episodes of Rowan Martin's Laugh-In, 3 episodes of Love American Style.
Oh, my goodness. Love American Style.
Yeah, and some Match Game. But that was pretty much it. She hasn't done anything since 81. But wow.
And by the way, if you want to watch a show that doesn't hold up well and now just looks stupid, watch Laugh-In. It's not funny.
No
it's
kidding.
Just stupid.
Because it's all political stuff of the time.
Well, and even the non-political stuff, very interesting. It's not funny.
But stupid.
Yeah. But stupid. And that old lady with the purse and the park bench.
Oh, Ruth Buzzy.
We used to laugh. Like, oh, man, that's funny. And you watch it now, you just go, this is the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
Wasn't that Artie Johnson? He'd ride on that little tricycle, and then he'd ride up and then fall over.
Yes.
And everybody'd laugh hysterically.
And he'd hide behind a plant.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Very interesting. But stupid.
Yeah,
funny.
Here's a picture of her. That's one from Match Game. But yeah, she was a babe. And last night it was funny too, because for some reason I've heard a question involving this person 6 or 7 times on Match Game. Yul Gibbons.
Oh yeah.
And I had no idea Gibbons was.
He ate trees.
Yeah.
He ate
every answer on Match Game when they use Yul Gibbons. the blank is always hickory nuts for some reason.
And by the way, he would eat nuts and trees and bark. And he ended up getting a pretty lucrative deal with grape nuts.
That's what I saw on his wiki page. Yeah.
Because people thought, well, if this guy endorses a cereal as natural, who would know better than a guy that eats dirt and twigs?
Right.
And then he died.
He died in the 60s.
Yeah.
I can't remember what. Maybe he had Marfan syndrome. I had to look that up, too. He'd sit there
and he'd go, I'm Yul Gibbons. You know, parts of this is edible are edible. And he'd hold up like some sort of picnic table would or something.
Yeah.
He'd always say some parts of this are edible.
He'd be in the woods and he'd go, you know, a lot of people don't realize you can actually survive for 20 days by eating. And he'd
twigs,
grab some goofy-looking piece of grass or something, and then he dies.
They use Yul Gibbons all the time, and this poor contestant, they asked the question, and she had to say, who's Yul Gibbons? She was in her 20s.
She wouldn't know that. In your 40s, you wouldn't know that.
Yeah, but it's funny, too. This show, I mean, it's on in the morning. You can record it and watch it later.
The southern guy who was like him was Yul Gibbons. Remember?
But it's hilarious, like some of the blank, like the two-word blanks they had, like one was Eric Blank, and one of the responses was Clapton, and Gene Rayburn had no idea who he was.
Who Eric Clapton was?
David Blank. One of them was David Bowie, and he goes, David Bowie, who's that? It's all these rock stars that Gene Rayburn had no idea. I mean, because he was, he was like almost 60 when he was hosting this match, Game 75.
They'd
yell off from off stage, he's a rock singer. And he just had no clue who they were.
No, I don't doubt that. I'm thinking of it, George Jones, who just died. Great story. Two great stories about George Jones, because when I went looking for stuff on George Jones, I found these great interviews. And in one of them, Neil Young came to see George. You'd be surprised at the people who love George Jones. Frank Sinatra idolized George Jones. Now, you wouldn't think so. Sinatra's a tuxedoed crooner. No, he loved George Jones. And Neil Young came to a George Jones concert and asked somebody at the show if it would be okay for him to go back and meet George Jones. George Jones refused to meet him because his exact words were, who the hell is Neil Young? You know what? Outside of country music.
But
George Jones had no use for anything but country music. James Taylor, they asked him if he would do a duet with James Taylor, one of his, and he said, who's James Taylor? He didn't even know who that was. And in later years, they would ask him about, you know, the Taylor Swifts of the world and people like this. And he just thought, well, they're clueless about country music. That's not country music. They don't know. They don't even know what it really is. And the funny thing is, they said he would never listen to the Rolling Stones because he said they didn't know how to play guitar. Well, not his
according
kind of
to his
guitar,
style, right,
not
yeah.
country guitar. And then Keith Richards actually was on one of George Jones, in the last 10 or 12 years, he actually played on one of his CDs years later. But originally, he said he wouldn't even listen to Rolling Stones. He got a little taste of that and said, no.
Speaking of Taylor Swift, I saw this story. I think it was yesterday. She bought another house.
About
time. It was in New Hampshire or Maine. $17 million she paid for it in cash.
Wow.
I'm tired of her.
I don't get it.
How old is she now? She's like 22.
Early 20.
12.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Just wired over $17 million in cash.
Wow.
I don't get it. Amazing. I don't get her appeal, but I don't have to. She's doing fine without me, as a lot of people are. Was there anything else?
No. That was all.
Dan, did you have anything?
No, I did not.
All right, let's shut this down. Berg segment is officially closed. Somebody wants to jump in here. Can I see that screen so I can see who's calling here? We didn't ask for calls, but somebody's been holding. Can you blow that size up
for me? It's Jim.
All right, let me talk to Jim. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, guys, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You guys were talking about laughing. I can't remember if the episode was 67, 68, or 69.
Hang on, Jim. When people say 69, we got a couple of young people that work here. They laugh like, and we don't know why.
Ridiculous.
And I apologize for that. It doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry.
Ah, that's okay. They're young.
Yeah, go ahead.
Anyhow.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
They had a segment towards the end that was political or news of the future.
Yes.
Remember that?
I do remember.
one of these episodes, he opened it with President, in 1988, President Ronald Reagan, and everybody busted up laughing.
Wow.
This is on YouTube, so you can look it up. It's out there.
That's funny.
But it was just, I was sitting there one night, late at night, watching TV, and I looked and I went, did I just hear that right?
But do you agree that most of it, when you look at it now, is just stupid? It's not funny like we thought it was funny.
Well, back then, it probably was.
It was probably cutting edge.
It was, but
yeah.
Now, it just, you just look at it.
We're so desensitized,
I
think.
At that.
Yeah, I think we're just.
Now, the Smothers Brothers, I still find funny, even their old stuff.
Yeah.
I still find funny.
That reminds me, though, that story he said, Back to the Future, when Marty tells Doc Brown, Ronald Reagan's president. The actor?
Yeah.
Like, that'll ever happen.
Yeah. Jim, was
all right, have a good show, guys.
Thank you, Jim. Well, now we have to have a good show because he told us to. I had not planned on that. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to ask you for some money. I'm tired of I'm doing this the wrong way, apparently. So I'm going to boycott, and I have a really good joke today. I mean a good one. I mean, one, you're going to be sorry if you don't hear it. So here's what I'm thinking about doing. Don't make me do this. I'm thinking about, for the first time ever, holding off and not putting out on the joke. It's like a wife with a headache.
Wow.
I need about $1,000. That's all I need. We have $1,700 toward the trivia night, which is coming up May 18th. It's Saturday night, Maryland Heights Community Center, Window World. All the money goes to St. Jude Children's Hospital. We have a table. The station, the show, actually, not the station, the show, bought the table. Eight people, that would be four couples at the table. I can't make it. I'm in Illinois, and it's a family, my wife's side of the family wedding. That's all I can say. I don't want to get in any trouble, but they're nice people. And I think every 20 years, I can go to something on my wife's side of the family. So that's what I'm going to be doing the 18th. But Peon and Angela and Dan and his girlfriend will be at this table, and we need two more couples. Now, here's the deal. I have $1,700 from very generous people who called. A couple of the checks have already come in and said, we don't even have to sit at the table. Go ahead and get money for those two couples at your table. We just want you to have the money to put toward the show's contribution to St. Jude that night. Because, see, I want this show. There'll be other stations there. I want them to be humiliated and embarrassed that this show can bring in more money, as it has for the last 2 years. So we have $1,700. I just need more than that. And if I can get another 1,000 or so, hey, we got 2 hours before time for the joke, then business as usual. I hate to do this. Like your parents used to say, this hurts me more than it does you.
Mm.
It really does. Because I like telling jokes.
In the past couple of years, our table has been right next to Londoff's table, Johnny Londoff. So Johnny Londoff sits right next to us.
Mm-hmm.
And they have so much food over there. And we usually go over and get food from Londoff's table.
So what are you saying, that if anybody would come on board, they'll probably have plenty to eat? You can steal food from Londoff?
Oh, yeah. We steal food from Londoff, and they'll get to meet Johnny.
So we need some money. So here's the deal. I'm just going to give you the phone numbers. If you'd like to sit at the table, the 18th of May, Saturday, it's 2 weeks from this coming Saturday. It's fun. From everybody I talk to, it's a blast. I think it's the 7th annual Window World St. Jude Children's Hospital Trivia Night. Need some dough, folks. It's not for me. It's for St. Jude. You know who you are out there. You're in the car right now in your BMW or your real nice, brand new, whatever it is, and you've had a good year and you got a promotion. Things are good. You're not upside down on your house, and life is good. And $300, $400, $500, $1,000 won't cause you to have any less of a life, but it will really, really do a lot toward covering that $1.8 million every day that it takes to run St. Jude Children's Hospital. That's what it costs every day, $1.8 million. And it's almost all from people, just people contributing. So that's it. I put the request out. I need some money. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. I don't feel bad about asking for money for for, you know, worthwhile good causes. We're going to take a break, and then I want to tell you a story about an email I got and how hard it is to say no to some people who also need money and to maybe throw out an idea for a radio show that somebody might want to pick up and run with where we could help people who need help. We'll do that after we talk about Mark and Jason. Now this is actually a perfect advertiser to talk about, because a lot of times people who have money, the people who can call and say, you know what, put me down for $1,000, put me down for $2,000. Did a charity offering for dinner with me and my wife last year and got $4,000 for it from a very generous man. There are people, plenty of people out there who can do that. And a lot of those people have money because they had some good financial advice. Now, granted, you have to have money coming in. You have to have a decent job. You can't live beyond your means, can't be a spendthrift. But a lot of people make money but don't keep money. They don't save. They don't invest well because nobody ever got a hold of them and said, hey, here's a plan. Maybe you ought to take a look at it. That's what Mark and Jason do. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas. So if you would like to one day be like a lot of these people who have money, can take nice vacations, have a new car every 2 or 3 years, give to St. Jude Children's Hospital through Window World, then maybe you might want to set up a meeting. All you need is $25,000 or more. And you don't, that's not what they charge for the meeting. That would be a very expensive fee.
Yes, no. Meeting's free.
Meeting's free. That's just what you need to have, either invested or to invest. And they'll talk to you, and you'll talk to them. And even if you have an advisor, see how what they say stacks up against whoever you're using now. MarkandJason.com.
And we'll see how the highways look right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right. Well, we had a report of a stalled vehicle on southbound 270 at Big Bend that was blocking the right lane. Checking the cameras here, I think it has been moved, but it does look like we're backed up now from about 64, running slow all the way through Big Bend. On eastbound 64 downtown, looks like we're heavy from Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over the bridge, a little slow from 4th Street to Highway 64. Westbound 64 looks like it's still just starting to get volume built now. Hampton through McCausland, 270 through Mason, and look for your slowdown. Normal slowdown now on westbound 70 between 270 and the Blanchette Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Sonic. Sonic has 25 real ice cream shakes, which is definitely something worth cheering about. But honestly, you'll probably be too busy drinking them. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, this is Mike. I'm with Broadway Ford. We're quite large. We have three separate places right in the same neighborhood, I suppose, because we keep our sales department separate, from our parts and service and our rental department, so that, you know, we can keep the traffic down. But we do have a full service rental department that handles anything. I mean, we do special leasing, we do long term leasing, we do short term leasing, and then the service and parts department, so that all of that can be taken care of in one place and the sales in another. It's kind of nice to be able to talk to somebody and see the needs that they have and just understand what they're looking for. And it's a challenge, and I guess challenges are always fun, but, you know, to find the truck, put it together for them. And I like hearing the word thank you. I like having people tell me that, you know, they enjoy their vehicle and that we did a good job for them.
Broadway Ford Truck Centers, working hard to be the number one Ford dealership in St. Louis, whether personal or commercial. They're located on Broadway, just north of Soulard Market Park. For more, go to BroadwayTruck.com.
The experts said it wouldn't happen, but yes, it did. Mortgage rates have fallen, and Golden Oak has lowered rates to 2.5% fixed.
This is Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak Lending. No one predicted it, and no one knows how long it will last. But for now, mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and new money is now available.
That's right, Bob. Our rates are now 2.5% fixed, and best of all, we have programs that do not even require an appraisal.
It's never been easier to convert to a lower mortgage rate and automatically lower your monthly payment.
Get a lower house payment. Consolidate your debts. Pay off those credit cards. Don't wait. Lock in 2.5% today. Call Golden Oak Lending at 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Call us today and ask for a free payment calculation.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
And am MLS 1149.37, 15-year fixed rate, APR 3.187, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD.
Do you experience the intense pain of post-herpetic neuralgia?
My shingles are gone, but the pain is unbearable.
Post-herpetic neuralgia is the indescribable nerve pain that continues long after an outbreak of shingles has healed. If you experience the gnawing pain of post-herpetic neuralgia, MedX Healthcare Research needs your help testing the effectiveness of an investigational pain medication. All qualified participants in this research study will see a doctor and receive the investigational study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available.
No one understands my pain.
If your shingles are gone, but the pain remains, call 866-713-5355 to see if this study is right for you. If you experience pain of post-herpetic neuralgia, call 866-713-5355 or visit them at medxhealth.net. That number again is 866-713-5355. This is Frank and Roberta.
Hi.
Hello.
They were having a pool installed in their backyard.
Well, we wanted a pool.
But all we got was a hole in the ground.
So your pool construction guys
took our money and skipped town.
And all we got was a hole in the ground.
They should have gone through APSP.
The what?
The Association of Pool and Spa Professionals. If you go to their website at APSPSTL.org, over 400 member companies are listed. And when you enter your info, they contact you the same day. For pool installation and maintenance the way it should be done, you can trust the member companies at APSP. Even if you already have a pool and need supplies, APSP members are the source for chemicals, toys, games, service, or installing your backyard paradise. All you have to do is add water. And APSP member companies must adhere to strict guidelines in order to become a member and are committed to providing fun for their customers.
Pool party!
All right!
The Association of Pool and Spa Professionals at APSPSTL.org. They stand behind their work.
Hi, this is Jerry the Jeweler. Mother's Day is right around the corner. How many of you guys get your mother-in-law a gift on this special day? This year, Don Hennifer Jewelers has a great gift for that special lady. With any fine jewelry gift for Mother's Day, you can purchase a gold rose for 50% off. These roses are dipped in real gold and last forever. Hurry in. Mother's Day is May 12th and quantities are limited. This is Jerry the Jeweler at Don Hennifer Jewelers in Florissant. Our hours are Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 3. Or call 314-921-3001.
If you've shot for fighting, you have probably noticed all the products look alike. One exception is Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding. From the bold, rich colors to the unique wood grain, Amazing Plank Acrylic Siding stands out from the crowd. And since Amazing Plank is the longest, one-piece, insulated siding system available, unsightly seams are a thing of the past. For a limited time, receive an additional 20% off or 18 months no interest. Call Amazing Siding today, 636-230-5800.
Call Amazing Siding and you'll never paint again.
Presenting all 50 reasons to switch your business to the new Sage 50 accounting software. Ready?
Ready.
Go.
One, Sage 50 is quick to install and easy to use. Two, turns information into insights. Three, improves efficiency. Four, easily tracks and forecasts cash flow. Five, supports online banking. Six, creates and manages budgets.
Time's up.
What?
Six. Seriously? For all 50 reasons and a free trial of Sage 50 accounting, visit sagetoday.com/50.
Wait, I can do it.
Oh, that's sweet. sagetoday.com/50.
Don't miss the Dennis George Show. Well, wait a minute, that's me. The Dennis George Show. It's a whole new way to watch radio. We're back Sundays, 9 to 11. More fun than legally allowed. Here on the Big 550.
I have a St. Jude Children's Hospital bulletin. And I have the bulletin. Thank you. Now, see, Cindy gets it. She has the right idea. She even said to Dan when she called, she does not want to miss the joke today. So I guess as a way of buying insurance that I don't boycott the joke, Cindy has given us $300. Which puts us at $2,000, and we still have our place for two couples at our table. And as long as I'm talking about this, let me just do Window World and give them their due. As most of you know, and I'm sure 98% of you listening at least know who Window World is, they're the largest selling replacement window company in the country. You got between 30 and 40,000 houses in the St. Louis area who have Window World windows. It's $189. You've heard this pitch for a long, long time. It hasn't changed. And what's interesting, though, it's easy to hold a price if you let something else fall by the wayside. In other words, you sacrifice some quality. Well, we'll cut the quality a little bit. We'll skip a step or two, or we won't make as good a product, and we keep it at the same price. No, they've never done that. They've kept it the same price and the same quality, and here's how you know this quality is the same. When you get the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, it's not forever. It's not like those forever stamps you buy, and they're good no matter when the price goes up. No. The Good Housekeeping people demand that you be retested on a regular basis to keep the Good Housekeeping Seal, and they continue to be awarded the Good Housekeeping Seal. So the quality is the same, price is the same, $189. Here's the other great thing about Window World, how charitable they are. So you know about the windows, 314-993-1800 will put you in touch with Window World or windowworldstlouis.com. And I'm not going to beat this to death, but Cindy has us off to a good start here. Cindy's $300 puts us at $2,000. I would like more than that. I'm very greedy when it comes to getting money for something that I think is a very worthwhile cause. And, you know, I can't accomplish a lot in this life, but maybe if I can get some money for some people who deserve it, okay, I'll take that. So thank you, Cindy, for the $300. We're at $2,000. We'll take more. And when I get enough today, as a point, I have a mark in my mind. I have set an amount. When I get it, there'll be a joke at 5:30. Now, I'm sorry to do this, folks. This is like putting you in joke timeout. It hurts me. It hurts me to do it. And I'm telling you, I've got a really good joke today. So you're all going to be punished because of the stinginess and selfishness of a few who have the money and aren't coming forward. I'm sorry. That's just the way it works. I think by 5:30 we'll have a little more money. Now, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. You can call about that or you can call about anything else. It's really up to you. Here was my idea for radio show. I got an email, and I responded to the lady this morning. And it really bothered me that I had to say no, but you have to see how many of these I get. This is a lady whose son has a food allergy. And a serious food allergy to the point that if he eats peanuts, it's just one thing. It'll kill him. Rice, I think she mentioned too. Kill him.
Wow.
So he has to have a support dog. Now, I'm not sure what I guess the support dog is able to sniff out if there's any sort of peanut or whatever.
Oh, what he's allergic to.
Exactly, and help save his life. And she wanted me to mention some fundraisers. And I wrote her back, and I just said, I would love to, but you'd have to see how many of these that I get. And what happens is if you do a lot of this, this audience is full of wonderful people. But you know what? The audience is not here to constantly be asked for money. And it starts to become a little bit, it gets old. And it's not why they're here. And it causes people to tune away. If all you're doing is ask for money. So we pick and choose, like the St. Jude thing. We're going to do the Annie Gunn's dinner for Friends of Kids with Cancer. But I just wrote her, and she wrote me back a really nice note. She was very understanding. I said, I hope you understand my dilemma. Because the other thing that happens is if we go on here and we say, well, little Jimmy needs this, and his family's trying to raise money, so how about it, folks? Here's a fundraiser, and we promote it, and we try to. Then I get flooded with everybody else who has somebody they know who has an issue, and they need to have a garage sale or a trivia night. So you get the idea. It snowballs, and it ends up killing the show. Because the last thing we want is people tuning out. And there are certain things that cause people to tune away. It's like if you're listening to a music station and a song comes on you don't like, you're gone. You go to another music station. So we don't ever want to do so much of it that it's a tune-out factor. But we'll never not do any. And so I was thinking, what about a show for an hour a week? You could call it, Who Can We Help? And for an hour, it's like the 100 neediest cases. Merry Christmas, that the Postmaster says. And you just, you lay out these stories. And here's Mr. and Mrs. So-and-so. Their child needs a wheelchair or a support dog. And you let the audience decide who they want to help. Who can we help?
What was that show? Queen for a Day?
Queen for a Day. Yeah. Jack Bailey. Wow, good for you. The problem with it is in a world of humans, there will always be people who take advantage of people who are dishonest. Like the woman who claimed her daughter had cancer and shaved her daughter's head. Remember that deal?
Right, yes.
There have been a couple of those people. So you really have to somehow qualify it as legit, and it's not just people making something up to get a few bucks. So I don't know exactly how you do that, but I think most of the people listening are pretty good judge. You can usually tell when it's legit or not. So just a thought, maybe a show called Who Can We Help? Now, there was another thing. Somebody just mentioned something earlier, and it reminded me of a story. I know what it was. It was a story Peon handed me a while ago. I think I have just enough time for this. Listen to this story. This is a poor sap, and I can actually relate to this guy. This guy blew his life savings on a carnival game in New Hampshire. It was one of those games where you toss a ball into a tub.
And have it stay in there and not bounce out.
Yes. It's called Tubs of Fun.
Yes.
And he said he practiced it. It seemed pretty easy. But when he started playing to win a prize, the balls kept popping out of the tub.
And I've seen this before. And what they, you know, delve into these carnival games. What they do during the practice, they have another ball in there.
Yes.
So it detonates it when you throw the ball. And then when it's for money,
right,
they take the ball out and it bounces right out every time.
Well, this poor guy.
I don't know. I don't get the money part, though, because usually you pay for prizes.
No, you pay to play. You pay to throw. When you walk up to the carnival, you give the guy a buck or
but
two,
he
gives you three balls.
He said at a certain point he was doing double or nothing for his money back. That's how he got
it. Well, he must have made a side deal with the carnival operator, because here's what he says. This is up in New Hampshire. He says he starts playing to win prizes. The balls keep popping out of the tub. Next thing you know, he spent hundreds and thousands. I mean, he spent his life savings. Well, first of all, your first reaction is, this guy's an idiot. Okay.
Yeah, I think he blew $300, and then he went home and got
$2,300 more. And lost all of that, and he says you get caught up in the whole idea, I've got to win my money back. You know what? Before I say this guy's a complete idiot, I get this. I have a problem. I have a little bit of a problem. I love to gamble, and I've been there. I've done that. All right, I'm going to go home and get some more money.
The three Keno story?
Well, this is where I was headed. My Keno story.
Number three.
You haven't told that in a while.
No, you haven't. That's a classic story.
Yes.
I guess I have time. So here's the deal. Now, my wife could tell you the year. I can't tell you the year. It was several years ago. We were to meet another couple in Las Vegas for a 3 or 4 day weekend. We beat them there. We were on separate flights. So my wife and I get there before the other couple by about 3 or 4 hours. First thing we did is we checked. This is all true. I'm embarrassed to say this is true. We check in and we go down to, I think it was, she remembers everything, Desert Inn, wherever the heck it was. We sat down to have lunch waiting for our friends who were supposed to arrive. And then when they got there, they called, go, hey, we're here. We'll meet you out at the pool. So while we're waiting, and Keno is like bingo, but you can play it while you eat lunch. And so this Keno girl comes around in a little shorty skirt and her, you know, little strap thing, strapless top, and they're cute. Would you like a Keno card? I said, sure. She says, we're having a special game. It's pick three. And you pick three numbers. The Keno board has 80 numbers on it. And then it's like the balls in lottery. The machine picks 20 of the 80. Now, if you chose seven, and your seven are all in that 20, whoo, you know,
that's
big
price. Yeah.
So they had pick three. And if your three were in that 20, I gave her $5, and I remember she brought me $275.
Wow.
Well, that's pretty good. So I said, man, I told my wife, I said, I never played this Keno. I like Keno. This is the problem with gambling. If you play a game and win, you think, oh, this is my game.
It'll suck you in.
This is my game. I can beat this game. So I won $275. I bought another card for $5, and I lost, and another one, and I lost, and another one, and I lost. My three numbers didn't come up. And for some reason, each time one of my numbers was three. And three, four, five times in a row, three did not come up. Now, this is where you get into the stupid idea that, well, the odds are. There are no odds. Every game is a new game.
The same
Forget
card.
Whatever yeah. happened in no. the past.
It's like roulette. People think, well, that number hasn't hit in a while. It's due.
So I asked the I went to the keynote desk, the main desk, and I said, can you pick one number? And the lady said, well, you can. Nobody generally, people don't do that. I said, well, I want to do it, and I want to pick three. And she says, well, okay. And I said, here's $100. I want number three. So now what I'm betting on is that out of 20 numbers that are pulled from 80 numbers, one of those 20 is a three. So I have a 1 in 4 chance.
Right, essentially, yeah.
20 out of 80, all right? I gave her $100. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 20 numbers come out, no three. Now I know that for 5 or 6 games in a row, there's been no three. Now, I think it was 3-1. You bet 100. If you won, you get 300. So I thought, well, okay, I'm going to double the bet
right.
to 200. Then I'll win 600.
Oh, man.
But I'll only be out 200.
It's like doubling your bet in blackjack. You yeah. essentially will always get your money back.
You will at some point
double,
be
yeah.
ahead.
Yes.
Yeah. So I gave her $200. I said, number three, please. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. 20 numbers, no three. I said, I'm going to double this again. Now, this has to hit. Three, you can't go forever and not have three pop up. I gave her $400. Now I'm out $400 plus $200 plus one. I'm out $700. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No three.
Oh, man.
I'm out of money. My wife has the rest of our money out at the pool. Now, there's a time limit.
In between each game.
In between game.
Right.
Keno happens about every 3 minutes
right.
or so. I think it's the last time in my life I actually ran. I ran to the pool, and I said, give me that money. Give me that money we brought. And she says, why? She said, you had some money. I said, it's gone. Just give me the money. I said, don't ask questions. Just give me the money. She says, you got to be kidding me. You lost. You had $700 or $800. I said, just give me the money. I mean, you go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
She says, well, I cannot believe what I just reached in. I grabbed the wad of cash, and I went back in. I just made it there, getting ready to close out Keno, and I said, here, boom, $800.
Oh, my goodness.
On number three. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No three. My last bet was $1,600. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. No three. Out of money. No money.
That was your money for the entire trip.
It took like $4,000. We were going to have the greatest trip. We were going to have the best time, eat steaks. And no money. In 2 hours, I lost all our money.
Oh, man.
Then our friends arrived. They came out to the pool, asked her where I was. She said, he's in the room, probably committing suicide. He's in a horrible mood. And she told him the story. My friend burst out laughing. He said, nobody plays Keno. That's a sucker game. And especially you don't bet on one number. Well, that's ridiculous. And he says, what was the number? And she said, three. And she tells him the whole story. About an hour later, there's a knock at my hotel door. I'm in there thinking about jumping off of the ledge. I'm serious. I mean, have you ever been so mad at yourself?
Oh, yes.
You're
yes.
sick.
Yes.
You're
yeah.
so, you hate yourself so much.
Yes.
He knocks on the door. My wife's in the room, and she has literally said to me, why don't we just get a flight out of here
right.
and go home?
Yeah,
this is going to be the most
right.
miserable vacation we've ever had. Let's just leave. And I'm saying things like, fine with me. Knock on the door. It's my friend. And he asked if I was in the room. She said, yeah, he's in the shower. He said, well, here, just slip this under the door and show it to him. What he had done is he went to the Keno parlor after that story and bet on a series of numbers that all had three in them, 3, 13, 23, 33, and he hit. And he won $2,500. And he shoves the receipt under. Now I really want to kill myself. And the most humiliating part is I had to borrow $1,500 from him because we were out of cash. And I refused to charge it. I had to. We got back home. I had to write him a check. So I lost the $4,000 or $5,000. It was unbelievable. Boy, did I learn a lesson. You know that I've never played Keno since. Getting poisoned on Chinese food or something. You can't touch it.
No.
The thought of it. Is repulsive.
It was like in Vegas Vacation.
I've seen people do it at the roulette wheel. I've seen people stand at the roulette wheel, black 17, and it doesn't hit. Okay, double it, push it, press it. Black 17, okay, triple it. No, every roll is a new, every spin's a new spin.
Yeah.
Gambling. I love it. I do. American Equity Mortgage for 21 years or so has, well, it's put people in houses who were renters prior to that. Now they own something or part of it, whatever equity they have. They are living the American dream, and American Equity made that possible for a lot of people in a pretty short amount of time. They work very fast. And whatever your credit rating is, your level of credit, they'll get the best deal they can for you, the best rate they can. Obviously, it's always better to have great credit. It's good if you can maintain. I have very good credit, like 800 or something. And my daughter, I'm proud of my kids. They do, too. It's good to pay your bills. But not everybody does. In fact, most people don't have perfect credit. Mine's not perfect. And the other thing they've done for people is they've shown them how to get out of really bad debt. Bad debt is when you borrow money and it's like a loan shark or something, and they go, hey, you better have 50% interest. I better have it by midnight. I'm gonna cut your legs off. I mean, they're holding you up. And credit card debt is bad debt. The interest rate is too high, and then they entice you with that minimum payment thing, which looks very affordable. Oh, minimum, I can make the minimum payment. Well, you'll be making it for 20 years. So they've shown people how to get out of that debt and borrow smart money to pay off dumb money they borrow. They'll tell you how it works. It's called bill consolidation. AmericanEquity.com, or here's the number, 314. You know it, 878-9999.
Was your roof affected by the recent storms? Are you looking for a roofing contractor and don't know who to trust? Call Exterior Pro, 636-939-4800. We are your GAF certified contractor serving the greater St. Louis area. GAF is North America's largest roofing manufacturer. As a certified contractor, Exterior Pro has earned a status that only 10% of all roofing contractors have been able to achieve. This means Exterior Pro is eligible to offer a GAF System Plus warranty that covers your entire roofing system and includes special extended coverage, all backed by GAF. And because we are a local family-owned business, we won't disappear once your job is complete or before. Customer satisfaction is our top priority, and we have the testimonials to prove it. For a free roof estimate, call Exterior Pro today, 636-939-4800. Exterior Pro, where your vision is our mission, 636-939-4800. Or visit our website, exteriorpro.com.